Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Aylwee Cave near Ballyvaughan in North Clare is one of Ireland's most popular tourist attractions. The now world-famous cave was first discovered in 1940 by local farmer Jack McGann. The Johnson and Mulqueeny families had seen the potential for opening the cave as a tourist attraction at a time when tourism in the Burren and North Clare was in its infancy. The business had developed over the years and has always aimed to be as sustainable as possible, but in more recent years, biodiversity has become an equally important focus and both work hand in hand. Dave Merrins is farm shop team leader and cheese production manager at the Aylwee Burren Experience. He is also part of the business's biodiversity team.
For me, the focus is very much about cheese production as part of the attraction. As everyone knows, obviously the cave has been the initial site where the attraction started, and then we've built on it from there. So adding in the Birds of Prey Centre then and the cheese in 1985. But I actually joined the company back in 2018. I suppose the first big impact to me was the potential within the cheese for tourism, not just as a commodity. So with that in mind, I spoke to you about this before, Pat, where sustainability and completing the circle involving all the local producers. What we did was we took out, I like to call them the shamrocks and shillelaghs, we took them out, we brought in the food, put the focus on local food produce then. So really then when the visitor comes in, they're not just seeing our own cheese being made, but we're also telling the story and the connection between the local produce. So they begin to buy stories and it grows from there. So as that has grown over the last number of years, the focus has moved on from sustainability. So it's never gone away, it's always there, but a new focus is biodiversity. With that in mind then, I began to do my own little investigative work, because this area, as you rightly said, is a very sensitive area to the natural world and the native wildlife. So it's species rich in some degree, but species poor in others. And one of the things that had been missing was the meadows. Meadows have kind of died out over the last number of years because of different farming practices. So we had an opportunity, we have a couple of acres, and in fairness to Nuala, she agreed straight away to hand over the couple of acres at the back of the farm shop with the view to building habitats and building the meadow for the pollinators and so on. So after an initial contact with Burren Bio, we were actually excited to find out about the Burren Pine. I'm sure you're aware of that. It was believed that Scots Pine or Burren Pine had gone extinct from Ireland, and there was gaps in the records. A lot of work has gone into that over near Rock Forest, and lo and behold, it looks like it hadn't gone extinct, and there's some existing trees that have been continuous, and that's going back since the Ice Age. So with that in mind, there was a lot of work went into it. They took seed and start growing Burren Pines with a view to expanding it across the Burren region. So we got involved in that, and we have dedicated what they call as a hare's corner, but we've dedicated a corner here behind the farm shop, and we've planted a number of Burren Pine. And in fairness to Burren Bio, they supplied all the trees to be compatible with it. So there was like hawthorn, there was alder, holly, spindle. These were all companion trees to come with it to help grow. What we have behind the farm shop is a natural native woodland, so we already have a nice biodiversity walk through that. So we're thinking about the future and tying in the Burren Pine with that, and with our meadow that we've only in our second year in that. So there's a lot of work still to be done on that. But the plan for that would be in the future that when the visitor would come, especially the young visitor, to educate them, because what a lot of people seem to have lost is the ability to be able to name plants native, whether it be a wildflower or a weed. But youngsters, if you ask them to name tree plants, they'll struggle. Yeah. So we want to do our bit for that. And our bit would be to amalgamate those three things that I've talked about, our natural woodland, the burn pine and the meadow, and bring all the information as how that is building and how it's happening when the visitor comes in, that we can educate them as to what's happening over time, so the seasonality of it, the species that being absent and now present, and the benefits of it. So there's a lot to take in there, and a lot of it's going to take time, and we are really at the early stages of that, but it's something that we're very excited about and very proud to be involved in.
You have a lot of natural area for yourselves. You're developing other areas. We know that you're protecting biodiversity, but you're educating people about what you're doing here as well. How important is that?
It's extremely important. And then you have to mention, go back to the old sustainability piece, because for us to be sustainable, we have to embrace all of the biodiversity within. So we have to make sure that all the pieces come together. Like that we have a pond, and these are all different habitats that we're trying to create. And if you create all of these habitats, it will all come together, and the fruition is a species-rich area. So that then will grow our visitor attraction and our educational piece. It then gives us peace of mind that we're doing our bit, because it's about sustainability for us too, and not just tourism in general, but for ourselves as well.
Some people have a sustainability plan, some people have a biodiversity plan. Yours marries very well together.
Absolutely, yeah. And a lot of it is because the sustainability comes out of necessity, and you want to do things efficiently, and you want to make sure that you're still here doing it in 10, 20, or long after I'm gone. But then when you begin to do these things, you realise, oh, now the focus is on climate change and biodiversity and the impact both are having. So if we want to negate climate change or do our bit anyway, we need to be heavily involved in biodiversity and creating as much habitat for different species in the area.
That was Dave Merrins from the Islay Burren Experience. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.